This is Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR. This program content is made possible in part by WKAR listeners.
Welcome to Sports Talk 870. I'm your host, Earl Robinson, and I'll be with you until 2 o'clock discussing sports with you. So just give us a call at 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Very glad to be with you this afternoon. We'll be chatting a little bit later on with Ron DeLeon, and also we'll also be chatting with Jack Ebling today as we'll give our picks for this week's Big Ten games. But first off, we got to tell you that we'd love for you to call in and pledge your support to WKAR. The WKAR fall campaign has begun, and we will need the help of all of our good friends out there who listen to WKAR regularly, and we just want you to help us get off to a very good start here at WKAR. You can give now at WKAR.org. With an early give now, you are actively helping your public radio station remain a leader in providing classical music, news, folk, and jazz for Mid-Michigan. And so give us a call. Pledge your support to WKAR here in East Lansing. Once again, 353-5000, 353-5000. Call now and pledge your support. Well, we're going to be chatting with Jack Ebling. We'll look at this week's Big Ten games. And, of course, we'll have Alex give us a little update on what happened last weekend and tell us where we're all at. Alex has been keeping track for us, so we'll do that as well. But give us a call if you want to talk sports with us or talk Big Ten football. Give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Now, Drew Sharp can't be with us today because he's attending a Tigers press conference down in Detroit. So let's bring in Jack Ebling and talk some Big Ten football. Jack, how you doing?
Well, you know, Earl.
Hey, just hang in there, and you know, Drew's got to work with the media there down there in Detroit for they're covering you know, the Tigers, of course, and since he's you know, as we know, he's a big time columnist, so he's at the press conference today. So he called up and said he couldn't do the show today. So
hello.
I think you and I can handle it. Ooh, uh-oh, I guess we lost him. So we'll see if he can call him back. So, yeah, he said hello, and I heard a click. Oh, those things happen. This is a live public radio, and so we don't know what happened, but something happened there. So, we'll have Jack on, and we'll just here he is. He's back. Hey, see, you're back there with us here.
Hello.
Yep. Hello. You with us? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Yeah, you must not can hear us. You might have to reboot or call Jack and call our engineer and see if he can Harold it there. If he can call Harold and see if he knows what's going on. You can try that again, and we'll try to get our man Jack Ebling on. Sometimes he has to reboot the system. So we'll look at that and try that out. But there's a lot of things going on today in the sports world with all the baseball playoffs, and we'll look at those and some of the matchups in this weekend's baseball playoffs. And so we'll do that for you. So right now, but you can give us a call, talk a little football with us on AM 870 WKAR, and we're going to see if we can do that, and maybe we'll get a chance to talk with Jack for a little bit, and we'll see that see you there doing that as well. But 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870, and our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock. Well, let's try it one more time and see if we get Jack on. So, Jack, are you there now, buddy?
Hello.
Hello, are you there? Yeah, well, I guess we still can't hear you. So, we'll try again so we can't hear him. So, and let's see, we got another caller coming in, and hopefully we can hear him on. Sometimes you do have a problem with sound or such, and just one of those things that happen in radio for sure. But we'll try it again and see what happens here. And so you didn't see, you probably didn't see Harold back there. So let's see what's going on here. And we'll talk more sports with you right here on AM 870 WKAR in East Lansing. 355-9527 or toll free 877-9527-870. Our email address, once again, sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 105 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up and talk sports with us right here on AM 870. And we'll try once again to get Jack on the air, and then we'll see what happens. Okay, you say Jack's all set. So let's see if Alex says Jack's all set. So Jack, can you hear us now? Hello.
Pay your phone bill.
Hey, we paid the phone bill. I think you haven't paid yours.
I've been hung up on four times here.
Hey, we haven't.
It's the producer.
It's his fault. You know, young kids, you know, sometimes you have to teach them, you know.
Okay, poor Alex. You know, he has to put up with Earl as it is.
Yeah, we have to put the blame on the young guy.
Yeah.
Hey, we got some interesting games this week. Drew's already phoned his in, so he agrees with me, and because I know we're both going to take Michigan State, so I assume you're taking the Boilermakers. I mean, you're taking Indiana.
Which game are you talking about?
Well,
I'm
gonna give you the
game straight.
Yes, as you know, Indiana. But you can take Indiana.
Just as bad as your phone. Which game are you talking about?
I'm Michigan State and Indiana. Do you want Indiana? You can have them.
No, I'm taking Michigan State. We're going to this game, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Well, the other game I know you were talking about going to was Michigan and Purdue, but and I know you like Purdue in that game, and Drew and I are going to take Michigan.
You're going to take Michigan?
Yeah, I'm going to take Michigan.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stick with my Boilermakers. I had them winning the leaders' division back in the spring, again in the summer. I haven't changed my mind, and I'm going to take Purdue over Michigan.
Okay. I just think that Michigan, you know, they've played poorly on the road and played better at home. But, you know, it's time for them to step up on the road there and have a good road game. And, yes, even though Purdue is better and they're a very good team, I think Michigan can rise to the occasion.
So why do you think that?
Yeah, they've got to have other players, you know, like Toussaint to step up. And I'm assuming some of the other players are going to have to step up. I mean, we know Denard can't do it all by himself. So
you
I'm
know
what
the story of Michigan's season is, don't you?
What is that?
It takes more than Robinson to have a good performance.
Yeah, it might do that. But so I'm expecting some of the other guys to step up as well. So if the other guys step up, you know, it can be a very good game for Michigan. And I'm expecting some of the other guys to show up this week.
All right. Well, I hope for your sake that they do, more than your fantasy football team.
Well, that's a rough one. But, hey, you never know. Miracles do happen. Hey, Alex, where are we? What happened last week?
Last week, Earl, you caught up. You went 6-0, Earl. Jack, you went 5-1 along with Drew. That puts Earl actually very close now in the standings.
Yeah, see, some of us do good things around
Earl,
here.
Actually,
how close
you
is
are,
what are the numbers here?
Now you are 39-12. Jack, you're 42-9, and Drew is 40-11. So Jack's still in first by three games, but Earl caught up. You got to give him some credit.
No, Jack wouldn't do that. That'll never happen.
Well, you know what they say about blind squirrel, you know, and an acorn.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I know you found a few acorns already this year. Well, let's look back to the rest of these games. We've got a few interesting games coming up. This one is not interesting. I think we'll all take Wisconsin over Illinois. I'm pretty sure you're going to take the Badgers, too, at that one, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Yep, and then we've got two games where it could be a little interesting. Drew is taking Northwestern over Penn State, and I've been thinking, agonizing on that one. But I like Northwestern and what they're doing, so I'm taking Northwestern.
I like Northwestern a lot. Okay. I think that their offense is the most exciting. But I'm going to take Penn State at home.
They're playing very well, that's for sure. They are. That's why I was reluctant, but I thought at the last minute I would take Northwestern. They're a good team so far this year, so we know they got to lose sooner or later, and this might be the week that they lose, so you might have this one right.
Well, about Northwestern losing sooner or later?
Yeah, that's it. Northwestern, this is their week. They might lose this week.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so now the other one is Nebraska at Ohio State, and boy, you talk about a good game. This is really a good game.
Yeah, that's a really good game. I hope we get to watch some of that when we stop on the way back. I would think that Nebraska, with the big win last week, has a lot of momentum. They were down 17 points to Wisconsin, came back and won that game. Ohio State now looks like they're finding some things on offense, not just Braxton Miller's feet, but I thought the long pass was perfectly thrown to Devin Smith. And so I'm going to stay with the Buckeyes at home and take the home team in a game like this. And I'm going to give Ohio State the victory. Very important to Michigan State that Nebraska gets a loss or two there.
Yeah, that's true. I'm surprised you're going to stay with the Buckeyes. I was ready to take the Buckeyes and let you have Nebraska because, as well, I think the thing is, though, I think Taylor Martinez has improved so much over last year. I mean, he's one of the better quarterbacks in the Big Ten, and I really like him, but Braxton Miller is special. He's special, and he may be the best quarterback in the Big Ten outside when you look at everybody, and Denard Robinson and the kid at Northwestern. They're probably the four best quarterbacks in the Big Ten. But like you, I'm going to take Ohio State because I think I really like Braxton Miller.
And what did Drew do?
And he took Ohio State.
Okay, so I'm only going to gain two on you this week?
Not any on me this week.
Oh. Don't we have two different?
No. Do we have two different over there, or are we the same, Alex?
This advanced counting for Earl. This arithmetic is more than he can handle.
The only game I really have is Penn State Northwestern. That's the only difference. Unless one.
What about Purdue and Michigan?
Oh, you took Purdue.
Purdue.
All right, so then there's two.
See that? Now that's the producer. That's not me. That's the producer screwing you up there. But I know I get the blame for it.
Good thing we've got replay here. Uh-huh. We can go up to the booth and get a review on this.
So I got the road team there. It's going to be tough. Winning on the road in the Big Ten, as we know, is always hard. I got to learn that lesson and start taking that more to heart. When it starts counting the Big Ten, it's very hard to win on the road. And so I should be taking more home teams. I might have to start doing that next week, taking more of the home dogs.
Ohio State won on the road last week.
Yeah, they did. And I picked that one. I picked that one, so...
Of the four quarterbacks you mentioned
mm-hmm.
as being at a different level, I want you to rank those 1 through 4.
Okay. I would probably have to go with Ohio State's Braxton Miller. He's got a great arm, but he's so strong, and he definitely runs like he's a running back. Even though he plays the quarterback position and he passes like a quarterback. After that, I would probably go with Denard next. He's the fastest of the four quarterbacks. He's got all that speed, as we know, and he's becoming a better passer. He's not the best, but he's becoming better. Then after that, I would go with Taylor.
You think he's a better passer than he was?
I think he's a better passer than he was. Just like I think Taylor Martinez is a better passer than he was last year. I would say he's third. And the Northwestern quarterback, he might be the best all-around guy because he can pass well and he runs well. What's his name?
Shane Coulter.
Yeah, Shane Coulter. And
he's not even a full-time quarterback.
Yes, and he might be the best
playing
one. Best,
a lot.
Yeah, he does. They run a lot of the dog that they have.
Earl, no Taylor Martinez in there?
Yeah. We said Taylor Martinez is third.
Oh, third. Okay.
Yeah.
So you got Denard second, Taylor Martinez third, and Shane Coulter fourth.
Yep.
Wow.
So what's yours?
I have Braxton Miller one.
Mm-hmm.
King Coulter is tough because he doesn't play quarterback as much.
Yeah.
But if he did, I would put him two. I think he's a better passer than Martinez or Robinson. And I would put Martinez 3 and Denard 4.
So we're pretty close. We're pretty close. A change in 2 and 4, basically.
Yeah.
So not too bad. But when you...
I think Michigan would be a very dangerous team. Very dangerous. If they used Denard the way Northwestern uses Kane Coulter.
Yeah.
And puts them all over the field.
Yeah, that would be true. Now, what chance do you give Indiana over Michigan State? I mean, I personally think they're going to cover the spread. I think they're favored. Michigan State's favored by 15 points, but I think Indiana will cover that.
Well, they have a puncher's chance. Put it in a boxing analogy, you would understand. But I don't think Indiana can beat Michigan State. I think Michigan State could lose if it plays a poor game. If it beats itself with turnovers. But Michigan State didn't turn the ball over once last week and had 3 takeaways and still lost. You look at what's happened with Andrew Maxwell. He has now played 18 consecutive quarters. Think about that. That's 4.5 games. That's 163 throws without an interception. Michigan State's had quarterbacks contend for the Heisman Trophy who didn't throw it 163 times. Obviously, football was different, but he's done an amazing job of protecting the football without a lot of protection.
Okay, and so I thought he's been doing a decent job. You know, he's got to get a little bit better. We know, but he's been doing a decent job. Now, what about Michigan? Because I believe that. That Denard Robinson is slowly but surely getting better, becoming a better passer. We know he's a great runner, but he's slowly but surely becoming a better passer. But if he gets that going and he becomes really a good passer, he can really make a lot of trouble for everybody in the league.
I don't see the better passer part at all. I saw 4 interceptions against Notre Dame. I saw some balls that he put up there you wanted a fair catch. I don't get the better passer part of this.
Well, what I've seen is he's been going up against some pretty good defenses. You know, he won't go up against an Alabama anymore. He won't go up against a Notre Dame who took advantage of that. But the other teams, when he's gone up against teams that have just okay defenders, he's done a lot better. You know, he's done better against the mediocre teams. And he's not going to see that many great defensive teams or great defensive backfields in the near future.
Well, when you talk about the defensive teams, let's take Alabama and Notre Dame out of the equation. Played an Air Force team that did not have a good defense and played a Massachusetts team, which was one of the worst teams in Division I, had just given up 45 points to Indiana. So I don't give him any credit for that. I want to see what he does in these Big Ten games. I'll keep an open mind on this, but let's see if he can throw for 250 yards against Purdue. I would be impressed if he could do that. I doubt that will happen.
Okay. The time, 24 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
The world's largest coral reef system is in trouble. I'm Ira Flatow. Join me on Science Friday for a look at the massive die-off of coral on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. Plus, the latest look at how short-term memories are turned into lasting moments to remember. It's all on Science Friday from NPR.
And that's Science Friday coming up on Talk of the Nation at 2 o'clock right here on AM 870 WKAR.
Good to have you with us. I'm Scott Pohl. Here's the weather. A high of 54 with a chance of rain, windy and partly sunny today. Variably cloudy with a low of 39 tonight. The high tomorrow, 50, partly sunny and windy with a good chance of rain Saturday. Mostly cloudy Sunday with a chance of light rain and a high of 50.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527, or toll free, 877-9527-870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Well, Jack, how much emphasis would you put on this, the Northwestern and Penn State game? Does Northwestern really have to win on the road? Do they have to make a good showing in this game? Or because we know the factors there. Penn State's going to be loud. They're going to be very vociferous for their team, going to be supporting them. So what does Northwestern have to do against Penn State?
Avoid mistakes. I think Penn State's defense, Mike Motti and the rest of that front seven will try to jar the ball loose from Coulter and from Benrick Mark. And I think if that happens, Penn State will be in good position. The crowd will play a very big factor here, as you talked about the difficulty of winning on the road in the Big Ten. I think there's always more pressure on the home team to win, because if you drop a home game, it becomes very difficult. And Northwestern, if it can win this one, get to 6-0 and 2-0 in the league, it's really off to a better start than anyone imagined. Still going to have to play Nebraska, Michigan, and Michigan State, but could get a win today, that would be mammoth.
Well, let's look at it from the other way. What is the worst team? Who's the worst team in the Big Ten? Is it Illinois? Is it Minnesota? Maybe it's even Iowa. When you look at the teams in the lower half, who do you see as being the worst team in the Big Ten this year?
So far, based on the play, I think you might say Illinois.
I would say that too.
Yeah, I don't think Illinois has been impressed. Minnesota was unbeaten through the first.
I almost didn't forget. I forgot to put Indiana in there because they're not that strong either. And so that's going to be a buzz.
Might be Indiana or Illinois.
Yeah, it's going to be tough for Michigan State. I mean, I think Michigan, like you, like most of the Midwest here, they think Michigan State's going to win. I certainly do too. But I just think that Indiana's going to hang around. And if they hang around long enough, they could upset them, even though I don't see that happening. But they could make it interesting if they can keep it close.
Sure. The game being in Bloomington,
yes,
I think would have an effect. Michigan State's first true road game. Obviously, they played at Central Michigan, but that was a bus trip, and there were as many Spartans there, or a lot of Spartans there. I won't say as many as there were Chippewas, but they had a great following going up to Mount Pleasant. So it'll be a little bit different here in Big Ten competition. So I would think Michigan State's going to have to show up.
Okay.
Now, guys, listen, I got to ask you. No one's talked about where Andrew Maxwell ranks in Big Ten quarterbacks. There's Robert Maher from Purdue. There's Daniel Bryan out of Wisconsin. How does Maxwell fit in with that top 12 in the Big Ten conference?
I think it's so hard to judge because he's had close to 20 balls dropped.
Yeah.
And if you give him, let's say, 18 more catches, or even 15 more catches, I think there's more than that in debate, but let's give him 18 more catches.
Mm-hmm.
His completion percentage is about 75%.
Right. And it probably puts him higher than maybe some of the quarterbacks in your top four.
Oh, I think he'd be one or two in terms of passing ranking.
But unfortunately, in a pitch-and-catch game, which is college football is becoming now, pitch-and-catch, you got to have guys that can hold on to the ball.
Yeah, absolutely. But I don't blame the quarterback when the receivers drop it.
Yeah, I mean, you can, but who gets most of the blame?
I don't blame you when Alex drops the call.
Dropping the call, dropping the ball.
Yeah, well, it'll be interesting to see, how he improves. He's definitely got to throw the ball better in certain situations. We know that. We've talked about that before. But if he makes the improvements that he needs to make, he can certainly be a good quarterback. But, boy, and that's the thing. How do you judge when you look at how he throws the ball or where he throws the ball? Sometimes he throws the ball behind players. Sometimes he hits them. Most of the time, it looks like he's been hitting them in the hands, and they've made the drops. And, you can't figure that one out. When you hit a guy in the hand, I grew up, you catch the ball when it hits you in the hands. And so far, a lot of these guys haven't been catching the ball when it hits them in the hands.
No one is perfect. No one's going to throw a perfect pass every time out. And you count on receivers to make plays. As effective as Kirk Cousins was, how many times did B.J. Cunningham bail him out?
Yeah, it was a few times. Yes, he did.
A lot. So if you look at that and realizing it's his first year as a starting quarterback, I think Maxwell has performed up to expectations. I certainly didn't expect him to be playing like a fifth-year senior at this point. Obviously, he's been around a while and he's been watching, but I think Maxwell has played as well as I expected, maybe a little bit better.
Okay. Well, Jack, I got to ask you, Alex, you got another question here?
Yeah, I was also going to ask, Jack, you were saying, it's up to the receivers to make plays. B.J. Cunningham bails out Kirk Cousins so many times last year. Now I have to ask you, if Shane Coulter, Northwestern, obviously has very good receivers. You know, they've got some really good hands in Demetrius Fields and even Christian Jones. But I've got to ask, if these guys don't bail out Shane Coulter, is Shane Coulter as good of a quarterback as we make him out to be?
Well, I think the thing about Coulter is he can do so many different things. And we don't know how he would be as an every-down quarterback. Obviously, they think that Simeon is a better passer, so they can use Coulter in different roles. But you're right. I do think the receivers have an impact on this, and if they start dropping the balls, you know, last week, if Devin Smith drops that long pass down the sideline, is everyone talking about Braxton Miller today? No, they're talking about Michigan State.
Right.
So, yeah, so that's interesting to see. That was a good question there, Alex. I want to ask you about the book, Jack. How is the book going, Heart of a Spartan? From what I know, it seemed to be going pretty well.
Yeah, it is going well, Earl. Thanks for asking. We're doing a lot of signings now. We're going to be doing a lot of things in connection with homecoming next week. And it's also going to be for sale over at Midnight Madness. If you are headed over in that direction, you can get it at concessions. But we're going to be over with the Players Association with their tailgate. It'd be great to see about 500 former players. I believe we're going to be at SBS next Friday afternoon before the homecoming parade. This Sunday, when we get back from Bloomington, I'm going to be in Lowell, Michigan, with Keith Nichol, appearing at the Meijer store there in Lowell. Looking forward to that and seeing Keith again. So it's going very well, and if you pick it up and you don't care for it, you can always conk somebody in the head with it.
Yeah. Hey, now, is Keith Nichol anywhere? Did he sign it, get a free agent signing?
Nope. He's hanging around. Okay. Just waiting for a call.
Okay. That's hard. When you have to go in as a free agent, we both know it's really hard, and it's going to be hard. Hopefully someone will give him a look and see.
Yeah, and I think that, he's got a chance. If he could get in the camp, he could demonstrate his versatility. He can play special teams. I really wish he'd had a chance to play safety when he was switched from quarterback, because I think he has all the instincts. He would have been a very good strong safety. But as it is, he was moved to receiver out of need. Certainly made a couple of tremendous plays. Michigan State would not have beaten Wisconsin or Georgia without his touchdown catches. So you can't say that, it was a wasted move. He had a very productive career in the role he played, but I do think that he could give some pro team a lot of help, and he could even be a backup quarterback in practice with the shortened rosters.
Yeah, Jack, when we talk about receivers, let's talk about these Michigan State receivers for a bit before I let you go here. How good are these receivers? I know there's always that time where guys have to make adjustments when they get the college game and everything. But with so many drops to that have been happening, how good are these receivers?
If you watch them in practice, it's very different from watching them in a game. But I go back to what Judd Heathcote always said, Earl. It's not how good you are, it's how good you play.
Yep, that's true.
And, they can catch all the balls they want out of the machines.
Mm-hmm.
When they're in the game and there are 80,000 people watching them and it's a pressure situation and they're dropping balls, then they're not very good. And can they get good? I think they can. I think that B.J. Cunningham dropped a lot of balls initially. Keyshawn Martin, these guys didn't come in. You don't come in right away and you're finished product. So I think that there's opportunity for them. We're going to see what Aaron Burbridge can do this week as a starter. Benny Fowler's going to have to get playing time back. He's going to have to earn that. And they have a lot of guys there who are waiting in line. But somebody's going to have to emerge, and it hasn't happened yet.
Do the fans and the media, do all of us really put too much pressure on these guys to perform almost right away when they're in? It's like they need to perform right now. It's not like it just seems like people aren't willing to give them a chance to perform, to learn the game, to grow into a position.
Well, we all have expectations, Earl. You know, think back to this. Think back to 1922, your first broadcast. And when you sat down at the mic the first time, were you as good as you are today?
Of course. Of course, I wasn't around like you were back in 22.
No, the point is that almost anyone, when they start a job or a challenge, they get better over time.
That's
just
true.
Natural.
Yeah.
And so to assume that these guys have never played as many accolades as they had in high school, or in the case of one player coming in from Tennessee, you know, it's not the same. It's a different quarterback. And I think that Andrew Maxwell's injury in the spring was a problem. It slowed some of the timing and chemistry. Now, they could make some of that up over the summer, but still, I think that it's been disappointing, the progress. I do think that there's some potential with these guys, and the jury's out, as you say. You're going to have to wait and see. Right now, we can all pass judgment and say that they're definitely below average to failing grade. Keith Mumphrey made a tremendous individual play last week, but those are few and far between from this receiving core. And I think the blocking by the receiving core has also not been up to snuff. I think that you've seen last year, how many times did Cunningham and Nickel spring backs for big games with downfield blocks?
Yes, they did.
They were very, very good blockers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and you had Keyshawn, and he was a game breaker. He'd catch a four-yard pass and turn it into 30. And they haven't shown that ability to be that elusive, but maybe we'll see that now. The more that we see Burbridge and Kings, maybe these other guys will respond. It's still early for some of them. So to say how good are they, can they get it done over time, I think there's a good chance they can. But right now it's not happening.
Okay. Hey, Jack, it's always good talking with you. I know I'll be seeing you shortly. We'll be heading down to Indiana, but it's good talking with you, and we'll talk with you a little bit later on, my friend.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Okay, bye-bye. And that's Jack Ebling talking sports with us right here on AM 870, just breaking down the Big Ten for you. The time, 37 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. And, Alex, so what do you expect from Michigan, Purdue tonight? What do you expect also from Michigan State and Indiana? What's your take on those games?
You were saying it, Earl. Someone's got to step up besides Denard. And with the game tonight, Purdue obviously with Robert Marv, they've had their switch rounds at quarterbacks this year. They're finally confident in Marv now. But you know what? You know, Michigan, it's going to be tough. But I think Michigan's going to pull it out, just like you said. In terms of Michigan State this weekend, I expect Burbridge and D'Anthony Arnett to get playing time and catch balls.
Hopefully they will. That's the thing. They got to catch balls.
Not even hopefully they will. I think that the fans know and the coaches know that it's all about how you play. As Jack was saying, John Heathcote says, it's all about how you play. And it's clear that the players they put on the field cannot, you know, really come down in game situations. So they've got to look at a new position besides the fact that, yeah, they may be the best candidate. Benny Fowler and Keith Mumphrey might be the best guys, you know, that they ultimately want, what they've seen in practice and such. But when it comes to making plays, they can't do it. So they're not very good.
Okay, well, so that means you're saying some of the other receivers have got to step up to the plate. They've got 9 receivers on the team, so they need at least 3 or 4 of them or 5 of them to be pretty consistent. So can they get that? Do you think they can get that many?
Yeah, and B.J. Cunningham, you know, he started playing when he was a sophomore. You know, he started to get playing time when he was even younger. So, I mean, it's not a big deal to play these true freshmen at wide receiver. Yeah. As long as they can make plays, it's not like these guys, you know, don't really have the tools. Burbridge and D'Anthony Arnett, they're both really good guys. And Arnett obviously doesn't have as much size, but very highly touted recruit coming out. Same with Burbridge, 6'3", big size for him. So I think, obviously, you know, there's a lot of expectations at the receiver position now, but I think they can get it done.
Okay. The time now, 39 minutes after the hour of 1 o'clock. Stay tuned for more sports talk after this short break on AM 870 WKAR.
Did you know that some infinities are bigger than others? I'm Ira Flatto. Join me on Science as Stephen Strogatz talks about that and other math mysteries from his book, The Joy of X. Plus, you can turn stem cells into heart and brain cells. How about a whole new organism? It's all on Science Friday from NPR.
And that's Science Friday coming up after Talk of the Nation right here at 3 o'clock on AM 870 WKAR.
Windy today and partly sunny with a chance of rain and a high of 54. Variable cloudiness with a low in the upper 30s tonight. For Saturday, windy and partly sunny, a good chance of rain tomorrow, the high 50, and mostly cloudy with a chance of light rain and a high of 50 degrees on Sunday. This is Scott Pohl.
And give us a call. Our lines are open, 355-9527 or toll-free, 877-9527. 952-7870. Our email address is sportstalk@wkar.org. Remember, we come your way Monday through Friday, 105 to 2 o'clock, right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Well, let's bring in our guest, Ron DeLeon, and talk a little bit about MMA. Ron, how you doing?
Hey, Earl, how's it going today?
Hey, doing good. Now, you called me a little late because I didn't even know you had an event coming on this weekend. So
yeah, we have a huge show coming up. It's my last show of the year. It's Capital City Cage Fight Championships. We're going to the Summit in Diamonddale.
Okay. So you're going to be way out in the Summit. Okay.
Yeah, it's not that far out. It's going to be a quality show. We've got it. You know, that's where Jordan Weaver's training over for the Out of Twist Stars over there, that same complex right there. Mm-hmm. Earl, we've got on tap right now, we've got 18 fights, we've got 6 championship fights, and 4 female fights all Saturday night.
Okay.
It'll be a really action-packed show.
So what time does it start?
The doors open up at 6:30, and the fights are at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So you got, you have 8 female fights, 4 female fights, so that's 8 fighters, right?
That's correct. We have Amanda Cooper going to regain her 125 belt. That's our main event. I always like ending with a female fight, and these girls can throw down against a really tough Sonia Coudre. We also have another local fighter, Lydia Barrera, squaring up also Kaylee Cutler out of the Stockbridge area. So we got pretty much the whole community represented.
Okay. Now, as you know, the young man who called you, his name is Alex. Now, he likes MMA. So what can you tell him to make him come to the event?
This is definitely a show you're not going to want to miss. We're not going to go again until January. This is my last one. So we're going out loud, as we mentioned, with 6 championship fights. And as we mentioned, with the 4 female fights, 3 of them to end the show, as they're all just going to fight for championship belts in the 125, 135, and 145-pound weight division. We also have local Santa Russells like Zach Shaw on the card. We've got the 155 interim belt, Corey Wirtz fighting Antoine Williams, two other outstanding wrestlers in the area, as well as Dana Maynard. So it's a pretty stacked card. This is probably one of the most stacked cards I've had in quite some time.
Now, as you know, here in America, we really like the big guys, the heavyweights. You got any heavyweights on the card?
Not only do we have heavyweights, we've got the heavyweight championship on the line as well. We've got our champ, Carnell Giles, who's got a record of 23 wins and 2 defeats. He'll be fighting Andrew Miller from the Benton Harbor area. Andrew Miller is 11-0 with 10 knockouts. That'll be one of our co-main events. So like I said, it's a very, very stacked card. We're going really deep with this card.
Yeah, it does. It does sound very good, a big card that, as you know, people have really fallen in love with MMA, as we've known. Now, I know you told me a while back that you're going to try to do a couple of boxing shows, amateur shows. How is that going to come? Are you going to do those at all?
I am. It's on hold right now. To make a long story short, it was in the honor of the late Joe Watts, Pop Watts, out of the Crown Boxing Club.
Mm-hmm.
You remember he passed, and then shortly afterwards, I believe a month later, his wife passed. So the sons, Joe and Mark, who I went to school with, and you know, they were unable to get back to attend the event. And I told them, I'm only going to get out of time missed from work and everything. So I told them, let me know when you guys are physically able to be here yourselves. I'm doing it in honor of your father, and I want you to be present. So they're going to let me know when it fits in with their schedule, and we'll do it at that time. So right now, probably looking early next year. We were trying to do it at the end of this fall, but it conflicted with their schedule. And obviously, this is about their family, so I definitely want them, their participation.
Yes. Now, we know how big MMA has become. It's become very big here. The fans really love it. For us old boxing guys, we like it, but it's sort of say come see, come saw. But MMA is just big, especially among the young people out there. What is that attraction? What do you think that makes it so attractive to young people these days?
I think just the raw feel of the smaller gloves. There's more knockouts. It seems like to be like a lot more action even on the ground. As we're boxing, you're throwing your combinations and all that, but there's only so much you can do. I mean, you got guys that are very good boxers, doing some kicks and knocking people out with head kicks. I mean, there's just so many different ways to end your particular fight. And then the whole feel of having a cage, of fighting in the cage.
Yeah.
I think that has a lot to do with it as well. The whole environment, the whole vibe of the night really, you know, signs off of that.
Yes, and I know when I'm at events, it seems like every fighter just brings a huge following from that hometown or wherever they're from. It just seems to draw a lot more people. Am I right in that, seeing how much people that draw MMA draws to an event?
Oh, you're very, 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 very right. And that's exactly as we mentioned. We have a heavyweight champion coming from the Detroit area. He's bringing a whole crew with him. Again, somebody from Benton Harbor, which is their local stud. So you mentioned we've got an outstanding wrestler in Zach Shaw from the Diamonddale area that has a huge following. Like I said, fighters like that, Dana Maynard out of the Holt area as well. So, and our main event with Amanda Cooper, she brings half of the Fowlerville and St. John's area with her because she is out of the Bass area, and she trains out of Fowlerville. So she brings two cities with her. So, yeah, they come pretty deep. And like you said, they come to support their local fighters, and it really works out well for everyone.
Well, it does. So, Ron, tell us once again where it's at and how much how much will it cost, or not how much will it cost. But
the fight's going to be tomorrow night. The door is open at 6:30, and the fight starts at 8 p.m. at the Summit, and that's 9410 Davis Highway in Diamonddale. It's a huge building right next door to Aim High Basketball over there. And as I mentioned, we have 18 fights in the card, 6 championship fights, and 4 female fights. For more information also, they can call the 517-214-0929 number.
Okay. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for giving us an update on what's happening. And so hopefully people that want to get out there and see the fights tomorrow night, it'll be a lot of fun. And like you say, with the female fighters there, and that's the thing. Is female fighting, in your mind, is it becoming bigger in MMA?
It definitely is. With Ronda Rousey and Tina Carano, a lot of these girls taking to the forefront, as Christy Martin and Layla Ali brought boxing to the females, forefront. So, yeah, we've got some positive faces and positive forces in the female division, and that's only enhancing the sport that much more. One other thing I forgot to add, Earl, because a lot of people were asking me about this as well. It's at the Summit, but there will be alcohol served as well.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people were asking me about that. We definitely have alcohol in the house, so it'll be a good time out tonight, or tomorrow night.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Ron. Appreciate the time and telling us all about the latest event, and I'll call you probably pretty soon just to find out what happened.
Well, that would be great. Thanks again for your support, Al. Okay. Very much appreciated.
Hey, thank you, Ron.
All right,
okay, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. And that's Ron DeLeon talking MMA. And so now, does that make you water your appetite, Alex? Will that make you go to the MMA event?
I love seeing some women fight, Earl. Come on, let's go. I don't know. Well, I probably will try to make it over there. But besides that, the issue of fighting, how about concussions? You've stressed it so many times and so many different shows this year. We haven't heard much about it in a while. Does that calm your concerns, Earl? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, concussions, we know, they're inevitable in no matter what the sport. They can happen, and you just have to be cautious about taking a lot of blows to the head. You can try to avoid it, try not to take as many, but concussions is definitely a problem, and it's not going away. But in sports like boxing, especially in the sports like, MMA, in a sport like football, you have a lot of guys taking hit to the heads. So, you have to be concerned about that. And that's one good thing I'm very happy to see. The medical profession is definitely paying a lot more attention to people getting hit on the head. So it's getting better for sure. People are taking more precautions about that. So we can see it's getting better these days. They take sight in competition when the fighters could get in danger and get hurt. So that we'll see that. That's for sure. Hey, give us a call. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Spread the word around. Call your friends and neighbors and tell everyone you can enjoy sports every afternoon right here on WKAR East Lansing. Now the fall, the WKAR fall 20,000 and 2 membership drive starts beginning today on AM 870 and 90.5 FM with the goal of keeping your local public radio strong in mid-Michigan. You can help make a quick start to the campaign goal when you give now at WKAR.org. With an early gift now, you can actively help your public radio station remain in a leader of classical music, news, folk, and jazz for Mid-Michigan. So you can do that and help us here at WKAR. We know many of you listen to for a long time. Some of you have given quite a bit over the years. Some of you have become actually regular givers to WKAR. But there are some of you out there who have never given to WKAR, even though you listen to the programming, but you haven't given your support. So pledge your support now. Become a member of the WKAR family. Once again, 353-5000 is the number to call, 353-5000, to pledge your support to AM 870, WKAR, or FM 90. Call and pledge your support. And if you like the sports programming that we've been doing for you over the years, call right now and give your pledge of support to WKAR and to our sports programming here on AM 870. Call us now. And once again, the number is 353-5000, area code 517. I've had several people call me and tell me that they will pledge during this period because they would like to renew their memberships. But we're also looking for new people out there, for new people to become members of WKAR. I know many of you have been listening to us for a long time here, and so we want you to just to continue listening and give your support to us right here at AM 870 WKAR. We thank you all for listening, and we want you to become a member of the WKAR family. Call and pledge your support. Maybe we can even get the young Alex out there to become a member of public radio. I mean, I know he's a young guy, but, you know, you're getting a good start here, Alex.
Put me in the game, Coach.
We'll do that. We'll put you in the game, buddy.
Hey, I had a question. How much are those MMA tickets going for? Did he say over there?
No. Usually they're $20.
$20. Yep. All right. Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. And I was pretty sure they'd probably get him to say that, but I'm pretty sure they're usually about 20. Every other event, he has several events, and I know he's they're just about always $20 at each event. So yeah, so that's good. Ron is a very good promoter. He loves boxing, though. He's like me. He loves boxing, but he knows it's very hard making money promoting boxing. So he's almost just giving it up mostly for MMA because MMA is such better to promote than boxing is, unfortunately. As you know, I like the boxing end, but, you know, we just don't have that many people interested in promoting boxing and people interested in coming out and watching boxing. So that's a little bit different. So hopefully, we'll see some other things coming up. But, we got to talk a little football because we've got some very good high school football games coming up tonight. We have Grand Ledge at Everett. That should be a good game. You also have of Portland and Latsey Catholic Central. We've got some good games coming up in the Mid-Michigan area, so you should love all of those. And also, you're going to have PW going against Fowler. So those are three of the top games in the area. We got some very good teams in Mid-Michigan area. And so if you can get out to a high school game, certainly get out there and see one tonight. That's for sure. And you'd be surprised at how good high school football here is in the Mid-Michigan area. And, of course, we got the college game tomorrow. So that's going to be a good one. Michigan State at Indiana. I think Indiana's going to give Michigan State a little trouble. I don't think it's going to be a blowout that so many people think it's going to be. I think Indiana will give them some trouble. I don't think they're going to beat Michigan State, but I think they're going to give them a game. And it'll be interesting to see how long before, that's a game. You know, will it be, say, 20-20 at halftime or in the third or fourth quarter or something like that? And we'll also be got to see, Alex, is how much Michigan State can really score against a mediocre team. Because this team, Indiana, isn't that good. But how much can they score? Because Michigan State has shown they've had a trouble scoring the ball in the tough games against tough teams. So this is a game that isn't going to be called, by no stretch of the imagination, is it going to be a tough game. But it should be a lightweight game. But we need to see them score in another situation, in another setting here.
Well, it's certainly not going to be a blowout since our offense has not performed yet, Earl. But the bigger question I have that many people have not talked about as much is aside from the wide receivers, what is the answer to this offensive line? We've had injuries.
Yes.
Skylar Berkland coming in place for Fofanudi. Last game, he contributed two penalties himself. There really isn't an answer at the tackle position right now. They're looking to talk about some walk-ons, some freshmen playing in that offensive line. But for me, that's a big concern, Earl. We have a beginning Heisman candidate running the ball back in the backfield, and we don't have the line to make him holes. And it showed within the last 2-3 games that there really hasn't been a push.
Yes, and what defenses are doing, they're really stacking the line of scrimmage with 8 to 9 players in the box and making it very difficult for Le'Veon Bell to run the ball. And they're going to continue to do that until they can show somehow that this team can move the ball through the air. They're going to have to move the ball through the air because everybody is going to stack the line of scrimmage on them, and it's going to be very tough for them to win the games, and especially with everybody getting up on the line. They're going to challenge them, and that's the thing. You can take advantage of that if you've got a good passing game. If the receivers hold on to the ball, you can take advantage of that. That helps spread the offense out and helps spread everything out. So, yes, if they can show that they can pass the ball through the air, that'll definitely help the team. And, you know, I'm looking for it. Hopefully that'll be a good passing team. And hopefully, we'll see that they can become a factor and make Michigan State, really just more than a one-dimensional team. So now we've got Iowa next week. That'll be a homecoming game. So that'll be fun. A lot of the old, like Jack said, a lot of the old players will be coming back. A lot of the old alumni will be coming back for that game. So that'll be a challenge. It'll be a fun game. Boy, we always play Iowa. Always has been a good game. We have had some tough games against Iowa. So I'm looking forward to seeing that one. And Iowa is one of those up-and-down teams this year. It looks like they finally got a walk-on running back who's doing quite well now. So we'll have to wait and see how he does this week, because they're a team that has a ton of injuries, and they've had a lot of injuries, especially at their tailback position. But, Alex, after that, when you look at that Michigan-Purdue game, do you think – I mean, Jack's been on the Purdue bandwagon all the time, so that's why he's taking Purdue. He's on the Purdue bandwagon. Do you see a way that Purdue can beat Michigan, or do you think Michigan is going to run away with that one?
Absolutely, there's a way. Jack said it himself. Denard is the key to them winning their games. And obviously on the defensive side of the ball, they've had some issues as well. Cornerbacks, they've been lacking some depth within recent years after the Rich Rodriguez recruiting. He really didn't do a great job of recruiting those defensive backs. Them having to rely on medical redshirts. They had Troy Wolfolk years ago, and then JT Floyd, who, that was their main guy, who was injured as well. So I think a lot of their problems come from their secondary, and obviously Denard, and even the running back position. Fitzgerald Toussaint, obviously out of the picture this year, hasn't been really contributing much. So, there is a way for them to win, obviously. There's a way for them to win. They've got a powerful offensive line, always have. Front seven also pretty decent this year. They lose Mike Martin, but and replace Will Campbell, obviously stepping up. I think there is a way for them to win. I think they will win, matter of fact. But obviously, what are your thoughts, Earl?
Yeah, I think Michigan will win this one, that's for sure. I think they're the better team, and I think – really, that the other players are going to have to show up. Toussaint's going to have to show up. Their other players have got to step to the forefront. I don't think that you can't rely on Denard to win the game as the only offensive player that gives them a lot of production. Some of the other guys are going to have to produce for them. If they show up, it'll be a good game for Michigan. Hey, we want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for calling. Invite you to come back and join us on Monday right here on AM 870 WKAR. And remember, we come your way Monday through Friday from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on WKAR. If you've never called us before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on WKAR from 1:05 to 2 o'clock right here on AM 870. If you've never called before, we invite you to become a first-time caller. Join us in the afternoons. Call us up. Talk sports with us right here on AM 870 WKAR. Have yourself a very safe and pleasant evening. And we'll see you on Monday right here on AM 870 WKAR. And by the way, call in and pledge your support, WKAR 353-5000.
Thanks for listening to Sports Talk with Earl Robinson from AM 870 WKAR.